So I will introduce you myself. My name is Yara Mara Haridas. I'm from Spain. I live in North Spain with my good wife, Marta, and my son, Vrindavan. He's someplace around, but probably he's playing with his friends now. We live in a farm, you can say, and we try to grow the food that we eat. We are not fanatics. We need something that is we cannot grow, so we buy. But we grow a lot of potatoes, a lot of pumpkins, and greens like Swiss chard and spinach, and a lot of cabbages. So in winter, our diet is more narrow. Basically, we eat cabbage, potatoes, and pumpkins. Yes. Some green leaves, kale, yeah. And in spring and summer is more, or diet is more, is more variety. We have a lot of lettuces and zucchinis and yeah, eggplants, yeah, and tomatoes. Yeah, it's great. So in this way, we can also you can feel more like how the spring, summer, autumn is changing, because right now nowadays you go to any supermarket, you have everything all year round, no? It's not true. You have tomato every year, you have oranges all year round. But before it was not like that. I remember in Spain when oranges were coming in Christmas time. Christmas time was when you start getting the oranges. So you like oranges like I do? In the past we were waiting for December, November, December to get the oranges. Now you can have oranges all year round, but they don't taste the same way. So, also as you heard, we are working now with youth. I have two sons. One is 29 years old. He's a little bit older than me. And Mario, and the other one is Vrindavan. You will see him running through the stairs. And some years ago, I realized that because we don't live too close to any Hare Krishna temple, I was feeling like he had not enough Hare Krishna friends, not good association. I don't know. He was going to a regular high school, and they were good boys and girls in the high school. But nowadays in Spain, I don't know in Slovenia, but youth is everything is going very fast, and because they have internet and they have so many things, they are trying everything very fast. So it's very common in Spain to start drinking at 11 years old, 12, they have their first alcohol experiences, and then also the experience with other things like smoking tobacco and smoking other things, other herbs, that are because the climate is very good. You can grow very easily in anywhere in Spain. Plus, Morocco. They are like to grow also a lot of herbs, and this, and they send a lot of substances to Spain. So youth is too much involved into all kind of smoking, and also the influence of internet. No, there is so much things on the webs now that for youth you cannot hide anything to the youth. Now they know everything is on the web, for good and for bad also. Like I remember 4 years ago, I was in Madrid Temple, and then there were some people looking, there is a glass door, so you can see some people outside were like looking. And so I approached them and I opened the door, and there was a father and his son who was maybe 12 or 13 years old. And then the father, he asked me, "Is this the ISKCON Center?" "Yes, it's ISKCON Center." I said, I don't know who you are, you know, but my son has somehow has found you in internet. And I, all the time he's reading what he's find about you and seeing videos. So he told me he wants to take darshan of Gornita. You know? So, yes, your son can take darshan of the Gornitai here, you know, and he was like, you see that, you see that? So this boy, he never met any Hare Krishna devotee, he never met any devotee personally, he met the devotees through internet. So he wanted to see the deities in the temple, so he came in and he said, Hare Krishna, Vanchakalpa, Hare Krishna. And then the temple is downstairs, so we went downstairs, and then he offered obeisances to Srila Prabhupada and then to Gaur Nitai, and he was very happy, you know, and he was asking nice questions. So, like we were talking in this morning class, life is a life of choose. We always have, we can always choose. And there is basically... Many times we talk in life about free will. Now it's a very common word. Now everybody's talking about free will. Everybody wants to be free. Everybody wants to choose their own ways, their own destiny. But one friend, very good friend, told me many years ago that basically our freedom in this world is to choose who we or to choose our friends, okay? So when we go to a school, it doesn't matter where school we go, there is always at least three or four types of kids, no? The real bad ones, you know, the ones that never study at all, you know, they make hard life to the rest of the people in the school. Yeah? There were this kind of kids in your school when you were younger? Yeah? Everybody has this kind of bad boys in the school? Yes? Yeah, yes, raise hands. Who met this kind of? Who was one of these kind of? Okay. Then we have other type of kids. You know, these kids that are, they like to study a lot. You know, they are very fixed into studying, but basically they don't have relationship with any other one. You know, they are just go to school, they study, and I guess we all met someone like this, no, in the past also. So and there are some balanced kids that like playing with others, but also like to study, you know. So they are balanced. Yeah. This is the case of my older son Mario. When he was 15 or 14 years old, he is very very clever guy. So he was getting a. Let's say like grades here is like in US, like A is the best and C. So my son Mario, when he was 13, 14, let's say he has 10, studies, no, 10 subjects. He was getting like 7 A's, you know, then 2 B's and 1 C. You know, good, no, it's good. But my father, you know, is always was like, so my father, Mario's grandfather, was telling him, you know, Mario, if you will study a little bit more, you will get 10 A's, you know? And Mario told him, yes, I know, granddad, I know, yes. But if I will study to get 10 A's, I will have no time to play with my friends. And I will not have time to come to visit my grandparents like I do every weekend, you know? And I will not go with my uncle Javi to every 15 days to the football match, you know? So yes, I know, but I also like living, you know? So I also like to share time with you and my family and friends. And so my father has to say, okay, you're right. We want you to come on the weekends. Yes. So since we are in school, we have the freedom to choose who are the people we want to play, who are the people that we want to associate with. Eh? And in this way, association is very, very important, because finally, if all your friends like to study and they say, okay, this Wednesday evening we will gather together in Mateo's house, and we will study history, you know, for the exam. Okay, all your friends do that. Finally, you say, okay, I will go also, you know, to study with my friends. But if all your friends say, okay, Wednesday evening we will go to throw some stones to the windows, sooner or later at the end you will throw some stone also and you will get involved in this kind of activity. So it's very important association. So I felt that my son Vrindavan was not taking the best association. So I decided that it would be good for him to have some better, met some other kind of people. So I learned about these programs that we are involved now from European Union, and we start working with the body so we can get younger Hare Krishnas from all the world together, and so they can have different activities together, and they can visit different temples and visit different rural farms, and we start developing, and it's been very nice for them and for me also. I met amazing people, amazing personalities. I met Slovenian Jatra, which I'm very, very fan of Slovenia, the Boris and Slovenian Jatra. Okay, here we are. So we selected this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Everybody knows Srimad Bhagavatam. Anybody's the first time visiting the temple today, or everybody's a regular visitor? Okay, you're welcome, all of you, anyway. Okay, some hands there. So this is a verse from a big book called Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada, or Founder Acharya, he translated from Sanskrit many books, many amazing books that give us a lot of knowledge. And let's see what we start with. Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita, we can say, is like the Bible from India, from the Vedic knowledge. It's like almost the size of the Bible also, 18 chapters, and it's the basic philosophy about who we are. We are not this body, we are spirit souls. Who is God? Who are we? What is karma, reincarnation? Bhagavad Gita is a very basic guide that where you can find answers to many, many questions that you might have been before. And then we have Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is like a big collection of books. Unfortunately, I think in Slovenian it's not ready translated in printed. So we can read it in English or other languages. And it's very, very big collection like this. And there is so many stories about people having problems, you know, because the material world, this where we live, is a very tricky place to live. Of course, we have some fun. Sometimes we have friends. We have happiness, but also we face many unpleasant situations sometimes. Has you experienced this in your life, or is it only me? No. Who has experienced some pain in this world? Sometimes, no. Yes. Yeah. So Bhagavatam tell us stories about people like you and me, and some other people are like extraordinary people. But anyway, we can see that even very advanced materially and spiritually people were facing a lot of problems in this material world. A lot of problems. And when you read, you say, okay, I'm not the only one. Okay, but you can find also solutions, why they did, how they faced these problems. So it's a very nice guide for living. And we really encourage all of you to read regularly these books, because you will find a lot of answers to questions. So I selected this book, this verse from the seventh canto, chapter 13, text 21. So we can read all together the Sanskrit if you want. And okay, so we can read. Sanskrit is a very nice language. It's like the mother of all the other languages. It's also called Devanagari. Devanagari is the language that the angels speak. Okay, it's another translation for Sanskrit. So we can read the mantras. It's like Everybody heard the word mantra before, okay? Mantra is a combination of two words, manas and traya. Manas means mind, and traya means freedom or liberation. So mantra is a sound that helps the mind to liberate from confusion, from uncertainty and pain. So chanting mantras is a very nice way of exercise, of cleaning yourselves. So let's chant together this verse. Jalam tatu davai chanam. Hidvagyo jalakamyaya. Mniga trishnam upadave. Tatanya tarta drikshvata. Okay, let's read the translation. We'll read the translation that, yeah. Just as a deer, because of ignorance, cannot see the water within a well covered by grass, but runs after water elsewhere, the living entity covered by the material body does not see the happiness within himself, but runs after happiness in the material world. Okay. We can read the purport, what Prabhupada tells us about this. This is an accurate example depicting how the living entity, because of the lack of knowledge, runs after happiness outside his own self. When one understands this real identity as a spiritual being, he can understand the supreme spiritual being. Krishna and the real happiness exchanged between Krishna and oneself, it is very interesting to note. It is very interesting to note how this verse points to the body's growth from the spirit soul. The modern materialistic scientist thinks that life grows from matter, but actually the fact is that matter grows from life. The life or the spiritual soul is compared herein to water, from which clumps of matter grow in the forms of grass. One who is ignorant of scientific knowledge of the spirit soul does not look inside the body to find happiness in the soul. Instead, he goes outside to search for happiness, just as a deer without knowledge of the water beneath the grass goes out to the desert to find water. The Krishna consciousness movement is trying to remove the ignorance of misled human beings who are trying to find water outside the jurisdiction of life. Raso bhai sha raso ham apsu kaunteya. The taste of water is Krishna. To quench one's thirst, one must taste water by association with Krishna. This is the Vedic injunction. Hare Krishna. So do you like the verse? Yeah? It's a deer. You know, we have seen deer sometimes in where I live in the mountains. Before, and I'm living in another place near the coast, but before I was living a little bit higher in the mountain, and sometimes when we were getting out house or walking in the surroundings, we can see the deers, like very nice animals, you know, and sometimes they want to drink, but because there is grass, they don't see the water, and then they have to walk long distances to find water. The verse was saying that in the same way, sometimes we are looking for happiness, but we are looking for happiness elsewhere, you know? And we don't understand that our happiness is already within us. Who has experienced this? Looking for happiness and outside, no? And we cannot find, sometimes it's difficult to find. We have now so much variety of options to enjoy in the world. But someone described it as licking the bottle, the jar of honey, but from outside. So in Slovenia, I know there is a very nice honey, very nice honey, nice bees and honey. Now less bees because are dying, but we have still very nice honey from Slovenia. But if you don't open the jar, it's difficult to taste. If you just link the glass, you know, it's very unsatisfying, you know. So sometimes that's what we are trying to do in this world, you know, to try to taste, but with the body, not with the soul. And that's very unsatisfying. So then you need to try again and again and again. Hmm? And we can see now in Christmas, it's a good time to see how people is running downtown Ljubljana, you know, and trying to grasp some happiness. Not only Ljubljana, in Madrid also. And in my hometown, Santander, you see people in Christmas trying to buy the thing, you know, that will make them happy, you know, and buy a new car, buying a new PlayStation, a new TV, you know, and that will make me happiness, you know, that will make me happiness. But, you know, even if you have some taste on the beginning, at the end, you need another thing. You don't get enough. Then because we have some intelligence, we try to find new things. So on the past, we have hot chocolate. It was nice. Then we have also gin to drink, you know, and get some confusion of mind. Why don't we mix it and then we have gin chocolate? Okay, or chocolate gin. I have seen in downtown Ljubljana, they sell now this chocolate gin, no, like chocolate with alcohol. No, it's a. But finally, this will not give us full satisfaction. We should aspire for more. So like in the way the deer is looking for water, and when the deer moves far away from the area he knows, he's risking his life, because there are many animals that like deers. There is the human beings, the hunters, you know, they like deers, and they make this. I have seen in Hungary and also in Slovenia, there is these things that. To shoot them better, they have like something, you know, that you can go up and then they have better view to, no? These towers, no? Here in Slovenia, I have seen, I think, yeah. Or in the trees, you know, and that you can, they hide. And especially sometimes they hide where there is water, because they know that the deers come to drink water. And also some wolves and even eagles, big eagles, they also eat deers. So it's risky for them to try to look for water. But in the same way, sometimes we make a lot of risks to get things. One description is of material. We a lot of times talk about material world and a spiritual world. And a friend of mine, Nityananda from Portugal, once he told me, one definition of material world is that place where people use another people in order to get things. Have you experienced that in your life? That some people try to use you, or you try to use someone to get things, to get happiness. But basically, we are exploding, and we can see this day how people. We are in some way destroying this nice planet, and we are cutting all the trees, and we are throwing so much plastic into the nature, you know. And we all do, you know. We go to the supermarket and we forget the cotton bag, and then we get plastic bags, and we buy things, you know. And we want things to be happy, and we explode Mother Earth. We explode the Earth. We explode other people in order to get things. But the definition of a spiritual life is that place where we use things to make others happy. In the material world, we use things, we use people to get things. In the material, in a spiritual world, we use things to give others happiness. Yeah. So that's what we are trying to do in this Hare Krishna movement. And in order to get anything, you need to train. I heard some Slovenian devotees are very good running marathons. Was this devotee running marathons? Bhagavad Dharma, yes. Bhagavad Dharma, he runs marathons very, very nicely.
He also make push-ups. Yes, he's a strong guy. He makes how many push-ups? I saw a Facebook once time. Their sons record him making, I don't know, maybe it was 100 push-ups or something like that with one hand. So I tried. I said, okay, if he can do it, I can do. You know, so why not? You know, I did half. Oh wow! Then for 2 months, my back was hurting. Why? Because I was not trained, you know, like Bhagavad Dharma, yeah. So whatever in life, we need training. You know, if we want to run, yeah, Marta, myself, especially before, she keeps running a little bit. You can see, not running that much lately. But we decide to do some sport, and we start running. So the first day I ran 300 meters, and then 500 meters, and then 1 kilometer, and then day by day we ran, yeah, one time we ran half marathon. Yeah, I remember. She did better than me. She did better than me. But we ran half marathon. And of course, we were training a little bit, so we were catching up and getting better. So in a spiritual life, we can also train ourselves. We can train ourselves. Like, and the process we use to train is chanting Hare Krishna. As we said, chanting Hare Krishna is a mantra, Maha mantra, the best of the mantras, the biggest mantra. And if we chant regularly, we chant together like we did before and we will do later. If we gather together and chant Hare Krishna, if we read these transcendental books, literature, we will get also, we will train ourselves. We will understand what is good for training, what is good for our life, how to take good decisions, how to know how to good association, and for sure of life will be much better. So we highly recommend you to read this literature, Srila Prabhupada books. You can read here on Sunday feast with us every Sunday, but if you are not lucky enough to come every day, you can have the books at home and you can benefit from your own house. That's what Marta and myself we do, and Mandra Ghosh is now living with us. So we every day we read at home. Yeah, we read in English, and Mandra Ghosh read in Spanish. So he practices Spanish, and we practice English. So it's a good way also, two things for the price of one. You know, we read transcendental literature and we learn languages also. Yeah, and so. This period of the year, we call it what is called the winter marathon. We try to distribute as many books as possible. Yeah, and the Slovenian devotees, being so powerful, they distributed already more than 10,000 books. Haribol. And they distributed also more than 20,000 cookies downtown. Yeah, cookies that were cooked with love and devotion that were offered to the deities. So it's transcendental food. You know, everyone who eats benefit. So I heard that, unfortunately, they run off cookies. You know, they cook 20,000 cookies and cookies run off. Okay. So what do Slovenians do when they run out 20,000 cookies? They cook another 20,000 cookies. So Lalita Govinda was doing his own marathon 2 days ago. I think he cooked 20 or 25,000 cookies. And we still have some books upstairs in the warehouse. So you are very welcome if you want to get some of the books. There is in the boutique and in the table you have books, and you can get some books and benefit from this knowledge. And also you can get some books and give it to your friends. And be part of the marathon, because the bodies are trying to distribute 12,000 books, no? This marathon. And how many are already distributed? 11,000 or something. You can be part of this amazing activity and get at least one book. I distribute 3 books in downtown Ljubljana. Yeah, yeah. 2 in English and 1 in Slovenia. So I did a little bit, yes, a little. So we are almost run out of time. I want to thank you, all of you, for your attention. And I don't know if you have any question or comment. You have? Okay. Yes. Ah, you don't have? Okay. Now you have to make a question. Or comment. Or donation.
Thank you so much for this wonderful lecture. Thank you for doing this this project, connecting the youth around Europe. It's a really nice thing. Can you say something more about the future? What's the plan?
Okay, yes. Spiritual life sometimes is hard. Not hard, but I mean, it's like training, you know. From the beginning is not easy. So even for our youth, even though their parents are the bodies and are... So so in order to help them, we make this projects. So next project will be in my hometown in Santander next June. We will have a very nice program called Bhakti Surf. So we will invite our youth from all Europe to come to my hometown. We will get a youth hostel and only for the bodies, and then we will gather there, and in the morning we will have like a spiritual program. We will read together, we will sing together, we will chant Hare Krishna together. And then after that, we will learn how to surf the waves in very good waves in my hometown. Yeah. So it's a good combination, you know, because youth can have some surf, some fun, material fun, and also some spiritual fun. Eating good. We have. You remember Prema and Sita? They were here for some time. Prema from Argentina. They will be the official cooks for the Bhakti Surf. So we will have very, very nice prasadam also. So you are also welcome. If you want to come, we will make arrangement for you. For youth, for European Union, youth is till 30. So, but if you are over 30, you are also, and you are also young in spirit, we will make an arrangement for you to come and surf with us and chant Hare Krishna with us. So I think we have to stop now? Yes. Thank you very much. If you want to talk later, we can talk, or you can ask my wife, is wiser than myself, so you can ask her also anything you want, or you can ask me anything. Thank you for your association. Hare Krishna.